sad sounds in your ears make you feel alright. They bring you back to life. Mad sounds in your ears make you get up and dance and make you get up. Yeah, they make you get up. Love buckles under the strain of those wild nights. Run, but you cannot hide. Mad sounds in your ears make you get up and dance, and make you get up all night long. They reappear and make you get up and dance. Yeah, they make you get up.
Hello, everyone. This is Maddie. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am back again. This is Lime Green Nalgene, which is every Monday, 8 to 9 p.m. Very excited to be back with you this week. We have some fun songs ahead, some kind of a few different vibe combinations in this set, but I feel like it'll work, so hopefully it does. So you just heard Mad Sounds by the Arctic Monkeys, and before that was Space Song by Beach House, two of my like absolute favorite songs. I feel like I've talked about the Arctic Monkeys on here definitely, but they're like one of my just like very long-term favorite bands, and kind of similar sounding songs. I think like for the Arctic Monkeys, they have like a sound that people think of, and like Mad Sounds is not that sound, so I think it's kind of just different and fun, and I really really like that song. And yeah, so coming up next we have a couple songs. We're gonna hear from The Walters, Flip Turn, and Parquet Courts. Here we go.
Thank you.
Hello again. This is Maddie. I am back. You just heard Wide Awake by Parquet Courts, and I am feeling wide awake. It never fails. I love that song. I think it's super silly and fun, but it like totally just like gets me, you know, dancing. So we are Wide Awake by Parquet Courts, and then before that was Vanilla by Flip Turn, and before that was Old Friend by The Walters. And now that I'm feeling totally jazzed up, I was like super tired, and I was actually gonna say something about how I'm tired because it's been a long week and it is literally Monday, and that's sort of concerning. But anyway, I'm gonna take this opportunity to read a PSA about vegetarianism. Very exciting. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So, what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link, then fill out the form there to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian and vegan starter kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer lasting life. It has everything from recipes and tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. So very fun. I read a different vegetarian PSA like a couple weeks ago, but that one I thought was fun. It's Meatless Monday here at Tufts, which is where they don't serve meat in the dining halls on Monday at dinner, which is really fun because I am actually vegetarian. And the food's always really good. So super fun. Meatless Monday. Yay. Cool. So next up, we have a new song. This is a song by Del Watergap that he just recently released, and I have definitely played Del Watergap and talked about him. But he released this song last week, and it's really good, and I like it a lot. And we're going to listen to it. It's called Sorry I Am. That kind.
Way forever, are you gonna be around for me to count on? Is it ever gonna change? Am I gonna feel this way forever? Are you gonna be around for me to count?
Okay, so you just heard Electric Feel by MGMT, and they are a, I think, duo band. I'm pretty sure they're a duo. But they were formed at Wesleyan University, which is always interesting to me because I almost went to Wesleyan University, but I didn't. But yeah, I always think like bands that formed in college are cool, like Vampire Weekend. And yeah, so that was Electric Feel by them. And then before that, you heard Forever by Claro. Before that was Saw You in a Dream by the Japanese House, who I have been getting more into recently. It sounds like a band, but it's actually just a solo project. It's just this one artist. And then before that was Del Water Gap, as I mentioned previously. But yeah, lots of fun tunes. And next up, we are going to be hearing from a band that is new to me, but that I have been listening to a ton recently. They have this one album. They have a few like singles and EPs and stuff, but they have this one album called Heatwave, which is from a couple years back, and I've been listening to that a lot, and I really, really liked them. They're like, it's like six people, and they're like all from New York, and they're just like kind of cool, and like their music is really interesting, and they reference New York a lot, which I think is fun. Like, I'm from New Jersey, which is not New York, and I won't claim that it is New York, but I live in a suburb of the city, so a lot of the references are familiar to me, and I love just stuff like that when you're like listening to music and you're like, I know what they're talking about. They're like getting on the Q train. But yeah, so yeah. And oh, I was gonna say that Michelle, this band, was recommended to me by my girlfriend Ava, so thank you, Ava, for the rec. Obviously a good one. And yeah, we are going to hear Love Your Name.
I want you to know I'm glad that you're mine. I'm sorry that it took so much time. And I'd be grateful if you felt the same. But if you don't, I'll still. Growing up, keeping me up at night.
Okay, so that was Love Your Name by Michelle, as I said, and then followed by Prom by SZA. SZA is another one of my favorites. I decided to play her because I was reading like some interviews and features on Michelle, and one of their like big reference points or like inspirations was SZA, and like I love SZA too, so I was like, oh, let me follow it. And I think you can definitely hear how they get inspiration from her, and that's always fun. But yeah, this next song is by Always. It's like Alvvays, but like I think you're supposed to say Always. I don't know, you never know. I feel like half the time I'm like saying stuff wrong and I just pretend that I'm not. But yeah, anyway, Always. Always, this is Dreams Tonight.
Rode here on the bus, now you're one of us. It was magic hour. Counting motorbikes on the turnpike, one of Eisenhower's. Live your life on a merry-go-round. Who starts a fire just to let it go out?
Okay, hello everyone. For the last time tonight, you just heard Car Crash in G Major by Fan Club Wallet. Before that was Harsh Augmented Reality by Strawberry Mountain. And before that was Dreams Tonight by Always. And yeah, we're pretty much almost done for the night. Once again, this was Maddie. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope that everyone has a great week ahead of them. I'm going to play one last song for everyone, This is This Life by Vampire Weekend.
But I've been cheating through this life.